So this is part two of the discussion on thinking. So my experience is that you are only bothered if you think you are. So when I was stuck in traffic, for instance, I was late for my first meeting, which actually the person never turned up, so it turned out to be incidental. But it's a great way of explaining. So I was late for my first meeting and in danger, and then definitely late for the second meeting, because of the traffic and because there'd been an accident and so on and so forth. Now, I could be really stressed out about that. I'm a time cop, so I like to be on time. I like other people to be on time. However, I could be really stressed out about being in the traffic and so on and so forth and being late. But what difference would it have made? What I notice is that if I am really stressed out and getting more and more into that spiral, it's just my thinking that's taking me there. If I recognise, well, there's just nothing I can do, I'm late, there's nothing I can do, and I recognise that, my thinking doesn't spiral into this irritated place that then affects the rest of my day. So there's that. And I did have flashes of annoyance. I had the flash of annoyance with the traffic. And when I got there, and then I had to wait around, and then the woman didn't turn up, and then the whole thing was cancelled. You know, I did have a flash of annoyance, and sort of, I've wasted that petrol, I've wasted that money, I've wasted 2 hours of my morning. I'm now, you know, got up early, all of that. But my mind quickly moves to, right, great, I've now got 3 hours back that I didn't have. What can I do in that time? So my quality of thinking stayed higher in that instance because I could move quickly to seeing the positive in the situation. I hope that helps. Thanks for listening.